This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, give or take, 1.6 million realtors working in this economy right now. That's from the National Association of Realtors. And they're all paid pretty much the same way, a 5 or a 6% commission on the purchase price split between the seller's agent and the buyers. I mention that because that commission's model, which has been around for decades, may well be changing with attendant concerns from realtors about what it would mean for their bottom lines. A federal jury, you might remember this, decided at the end of October that the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, and some big brokerages had colluded to keep those commissions artificially high. As Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, appeals are pending, but there's a whole wave of other litigation out there as well.
Realtor Barb Lebrecht is giving me a tour of a 10-acre property she recently sold in Garden Valley, a town of a few thousand people in California, Sierra Nevada foothills.
So come on in. We have a wraparound deck here.
Squint past the sea-foamy paint job, and the hillside home looks like something out of a Vrbo ad for a weekend rural getaway.
So I actually wore boots the last time I was here because I was worried about rattlesnakes.
Oh.
We don't have that. We're in December now. City Slicker, we're in December. You're okay.
Rattlesnakes weren't the only hazard Lebrecht dealt with. She says there were squatters who refused to leave. One time a bull got loose from a neighbor's yard and just stood behind her Lexus. It took 2 years to sell the place. It's scheduled to close before year's end for around $500,000.
All that time, were you paid at all? Or...
Oh, no. No.
Lebrecht will get a 2.5% commission on the final purchase price, roughly $12,000. The buyer's agent gets the same, a total commission of 5%. Despite those 2 years of work she is only now about to get paid for, Lebrecht is a big fan of the commission model, and she's worried about change.
Among realtors, and especially, I would say, people that have been in the industry for just a few years, I think they feel that the sky is falling, and there's a little bit of panic.
It's a bit complicated, but the big takeaway from the Missouri case against the realtors is that it could basically empower home sellers to negotiate down commissions. The realtors maintain commissions have always been negotiable, but real estate finance professor Andra Genn at the University of Utah doesn't really buy that.
The realtor education teaches realtors against going into a listing agreement that has less than 5%.
Genn says the commission model doesn't really work well for buyers either, because the more a home costs, the more the buyer's agent gets paid.
Realtors have a really big incentive to push home buyers into the most home that they can qualify for a mortgage on. And for a lot of home buyers, this is just not the right decision.
Nate Johnson at the National Association of Realtors says good agents are more concerned with getting repeat clients than marginally bumping up commissions.
When we look at the sort of pennies and tens of dollars that may result in me encouraging you to pay more for a property as opposed to less, it's just not worth it.
He says an advantage of the current model is that buyers are effectively paying their realtor through their mortgage. If they have to pay out of pocket, many buyers might just risk making the biggest purchase of their lives without expert help, which is actually how lots of other countries do it.
It's hard to make a comparison to the United States. I don't know exactly what real estate looks like in terms of if there is fair and equal treatment in terms of buyers in the market. There may not be.
Commissions in most other countries are significantly lower than in the U.S. In the U.K., total commissions are on average about 1.5% of the home price. Charlie Lambden has been in the U.K. real estate business for 20 years. He has a YouTube channel tracking the latest trends.
So buyers will just call the listing agent and say, I'd like to view that property, please. And if they like it, the buyer will make an offer to that agent. The buyers generally don't have representation.
But Lambden says there is a downside. The closing process in the UK is apparently kind of a nightmare.
But over here, it's currently an average of 5 months. That's how bad it is.
Lambden says American real estate agents have it much better off than their British counterparts, at least for now. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
You, I promise, will be better off if you listen to the Marketplace Morning Report. David Brancaccio, Sabri Benishore, and the gang get out of bed real early every day to get you the economic news you need.